American Radio's Daily Defense.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, because they don't want me to, that's why I do it.
Presented by X Insurance.
X Insurance. From the GunBroker.com studios.
On the Crossbreed Holsters Platinum Microphone.
They're never going to stop us here.
Here is your host, the loudest conservative voice in America fighting the enemies of freedom, Mark Walters.
And as expected, the enemies of freedom are getting louder every single minute and are making complete asses of themselves, quite frankly. See Beto O'Rourke yesterday, who is widely being maligned for that display. And there's talk that that was a setup, by the way. If we find out more about that, we'll let you know. But it doesn't matter to me whether it's a setup or not. It's Beto O'Rourke acting like a fool, and he was put down by those up on the stand, or up on the podium during the press conference with Governor Abbott and the mayor of Uvalde, who both gave him a piece of their mind. So expect to see more charades like that coming from the hysterical left, not the least of which is Whoopi Goldberg, who made a comment and she threatened to punch somebody, quote unquote, if she hears Republicans are heartbroken after Texas shooting. And my invitation to Whoopi Goldberg is to start with me. You're welcome to come here and attempt to punch me if you would like to do that. I'm offering my services to you. These people are showing their radical agenda as if no Republican has ever lost a child. Everything, Greg in Dallas, before I go to Dave Workman, have you ever noticed how partisan this becomes? And it to me, this is what's destroying the nation. It's stuff like this from radical leftists like this that's destroying the moral fabric of the country. I'd like your comment before we go to Dave.
Yeah, these people seem to live in a dichotomy to where they don't care about unborn children, but they care about children in school. So,
yeah. Well put. Let's just leave it at that because it's well put. Dave Workman in Bellevue, Washington. How you doing today, my friend?
Well, I'm okay considering. It's been an interesting 48 hours.
And, yeah, buckle in. It's going to get worse.
Yeah. I mean, you know, the Bronc hasn't even left the gate yet. I'm currently putting together a piece on the media bias that has come after the horrible, murderous monstrosity in Uvalde. I'm not going to call this a tragedy. That seems to get kicked around too much. Let's call it what it is. This guy's a mass killer. And frankly, I'm kind of glad somebody canceled his ticket. It's a shame that it took him a little while longer than it might have. I got a phone call from a guy in, I think it was Iowa, about 2 hours ago, and we were chatting about this. And I just told him flat out, I said, you know, there's got to be windows in that classroom. If they were worried about somebody else getting hurt, all they'd have to do is put a marksman out there with a odd six and a scope on and just punch his lights out. It's pretty easy to tell the difference between some crazy man with a rifle and a whole bunch of huddling kids on the floor. You know, I don't like to second guess Texas lawmen because I think when you do the countdown, they're among the best, especially the Texas Rangers. But you know, this there's going to be some fallout over this, I'm sure.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. I've been spending my day today perusing Twitter comments from leftists who are just literally out of their minds right now, clearly incapable of thinking rationally. And what it does is it shows you how dangerous they are and how prone to violence they are. And some of the comments that I've seen have proven to me yet again the incapability of these individuals to think and to rationalize, but to simply spout off from emotion. For example, one of the suggestions has been, as far as hardening schools, is one entry point, for example. I go farther with that. And I've seen it work at schools where my kids went. But you have one entry point that's staffed with armed security, and you stagger the arrival times of the kids based on ages or grades. For example, the first graders show up in this window, the second graders show up in this window, mm-hmm. third graders, fourth graders, et cetera.
Yeah.
And it moves quite efficiently, quite frankly. And if we have to put up with a little bit of inconvenience for these times, then so be it. I'm willing to do that as a parent, and I certainly would have been at that time. So having said that, I'm seeing responses, oh, you idiots, yeah, one entrance and one entry. And what are you going to do if there's a fire? Well, it's called push the other doors open. They're locked from the outside, idiot.
I know.
Okay. What are you thinking? I mean, door technology has evolved over the years. We can open doors from the inside that are locked from the outside. We're not talking about building a new school that only has one door. I mean, this is the thought process, if you can call it that, of these people who are just letting emotions override their ability to think, oh, yeah, there's other doors at the school. There's doors at the cafeteria. There's side doors. Mm-hmm. There's doors midway through the halls. It's not just one entrance.
Well, it's honestly crazy. This goes also to the members of the media. I was watching a video clip a little bit ago, and this really ignited my interest in looking at the bias that's going on now. Here's a video clip of a CNN reporter chasing Senator Ron Johnson down a hallway, wanting to know if he's willing to vote on extended background checks. And he repeated this several times, and I'm sitting here thinking, well, you dumbass, the guy that they shot and killed in Uvalde passed a background check when he bought the rifle, which was back, I think, about 6 weeks ago. And, you know, what else do you need to have happen if you pass a background check? Because this guy, until Tuesday, he had no criminal record at all that I know of. He clean slate. So, and it's perfectly legal, and it has been for decades, for 18-year-olds to buy long guns. I bought my first shotgun at retail when I was 19 years old, and I didn't have a problem doing that. But the nonsense, it's not common sense, it's nonsense that must go into what you call the thought processes of these guys is appalling. And I'm saying that as a guy who's been in journalism for 50 years.
Well, you've seen this. Let me stop you there.
I've seen it all over the place.
The 50-year mark is important, and here's why. Because these are fairly, these events are fairly new. This didn't happen when I was a child. It didn't happen when you were a child. And I can point to some statistics that show there were more guns per capita in households in America at that time. We've seen record sales now, but there are, you know, how many tens of millions of more Americans? You got to put this stuff in mathematical perspective. So from a per capita standpoint, America has, let's just make it simple for those of you who might not understand. There have always been more guns than people. I have 40 guns total. And I know people that have 10 times that many firearms as individuals. And that scares a lot of people to the left. I did NBC TV News in New York City a couple years ago on a morning show after a mass shooting. And when the host on the television broadcast asked me if I owned an assault rifle, I said, no, I have several, about six or seven. And both of the television hosts freaked. They looked at each other like I was just mad. Why would I have those? And they asked me why. I said, well, each one of them is different. Some of them are collectors. Some of them have never been shot. Some of them I shoot regularly. Each one performs a different function. And they don't understand this. And they're never going to understand this. And it's not worth our time to try to change their minds. But this is a fairly recent phenomenon, Dave.
And well, I think, you know, one of the things that I like going back to, and I'm not trying to pat myself on the back here, because you've read the article, I know, but when Forbes magazine did a profile on me, it was about 3 years ago. It was written by a guy I know and who's known me for a long time, and it was about the lack of gun savvy or gun knowledgeable reporters in every newsroom in the country. And it's appalling, the lack of understanding of firearms in the newsrooms. You know, if you're going to write about
of the,
guns,
by the
you
people,
know
Dave,
about them.
Thank you. I was just going to say, as we go to the break, by the people who report on them.
Yeah.
You would expect Jamie Little to understand a little bit about NASCAR if she's going to stand on the sidelines of a race in the pits. She'd better understand a little bit about what she's talking about to be able to report it, and thank God she does. When we come back, I'm going to give you a question that you never see asked by mainstream media that should be asked, and then the natural follow-up to that when they can't answer the question. We'll be back with Dave Workman.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
AAR listeners, this is the year I'm asking you to go out of your way to support our partners that keep this program on the air. It's essential to our existence and to the ongoing fight for the Second Amendment. Our newest partner, the Crime Prevention Research Center at crimeresearch.org, headed by Dr. John Lott, is literally on the front line defending our freedoms and this program. While the anti-gunners spend millions spreading misinformation and lies, it's the CPRC and Dr. Lott advancing the real scientific understanding of the relationship between laws and gun ownership, improving the awareness and knowledge of this scientific understanding among the public, journalists, and policymakers, and enhancing public safety through these scientific advances, improving awareness and knowledge in the public eye. As a nonprofit, Dr. Lott needs our help to continue this groundbreaking research and getting it out to the public. Please, like I do, make a monthly donation, whatever amount, to the CPRC and help us tell the truth about our right to bear arms. You can do so at crimeresearch.org. Crimeresearch.org. Please help us today.
Gun owners across the country have become targets of frivolous lawsuits. At X Insurance, we provide custom firearm liability insurance to eliminate your exposure and to protect you from unscrupulous lawyers. And if lawsuits arise, we aggressively fight them. We're the best at what we do, and we've been doing it for more than 40 years. We offer same-day quotes and solutions. So call us today or have your agent call us, and let's get that target off your back. For more information, visit xinsurance.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm excited to announce my new product, My Slippers. They took me over 2 years to develop because I didn't want just an ordinary slipper. My slippers are meant to be worn all day long, no matter what you're doing, whether you're inside or outside. My slippers come with an exclusive three-tier cushioning system that you won't find in any other slipper. It combines two layers of foam, including my proprietary My Pillow Foam, and a patented impact shell made from U.S. soybeans. My three-tier cushioning system is going to help relieve pressure points, provide that micro support you need for all day comfort, and help prevent fatigue. Not only that, my slippers are made with high quality leather and a premium indoor outdoor sole that make them extremely durable. I personally guarantee they're going to be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own.
Hey, it's Mark, and you know Mike supports the right to keep and bear arms, and we support Mike. Please visit MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener specials box and use promo code AAR for all of Mike's great discounts, or call 800-978-9358 and remember, use promo code AAR.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
Hey guys, Mark here. No music in the background for this spot. I want you to hear what I'm telling you here. You know from listening to the show that our partner, GunBroker.com, is celebrating over 20 years in business. But what you didn't know is that there are now over 6 million registered users. Think about that for a second. 6 million registered users. And it gets better. There are over 1 million. That's 1 million items listed every single day. Every single day. So I promise you that if you can't find it on your store shelves, you'll find it at GunBroker.com. That's GunBroker.com. Go register. It's 100% free. This upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by GunBroker.com, the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammo, and related accessories. That's GunBroker.com. Welcome back to the show. Welcome back to the show indeed. GunBroker.com studios lit up for you on the Crossbreed Holsters microphone. All of it presented, of course, by that great company, X Insurance. X Insurance had a long conversation with Rick Lindsay, the CEO of X Insurance, just yesterday. Expect to see him on the program here in the near future. GunBroker, great sponsor, as is Crossbreed, longtime sponsor, been with us forever. And we're talking with Dave Workman out at the offices of the Second Amendment Foundation and the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms. Beautiful Bellevue, Washington. Dave, welcome back to the program, my friend. I have a question for you.
Sure.
I have several for you, but this one in particular was saying, obviously, hopefully I do, or we don't have much of a show. In this regard, when you hear, for example, we played clips of Schumer grandstanding, the dog and pony show, the political garbage on the Senate floor the other day. And what I would like to see after he leaves the Senate building and gets out on the steps of the Capitol and meets with reporters, I'd like to see somebody maybe from the AP or the Washington Post or the New York Times or any of these New York lefty outfits, any of them, maybe ask him a question on camera, MSDNC or CNN. Senator Schumer, you hail from New York. You were very supportive of the SAFE Act. You just referenced Buffalo, and you named a list of mass shootings. Can you name for me one gun control law that stopped any of those crimes from happening? And, of course, the answer to that is no. And then you say, what law would you think, what would you like to put in place that would specifically stop that act of violence? And, of course, they can't answer that question. They can't answer either one of them because it proves the utter gun failure of gun control. So what is it you think is their end game now? Where do you think they're going with this? What do you think is going to be proposed, even though Schumer decided, I guess his holiday weekend was more important than the gun vote that he wanted to force down the throats of everybody on the floor of the Senate, because he pulled back on that, knowing likely that he doesn't have the votes anyway?
Well, okay, that's a multi-level question. First, what do I think is the end game is pretty simple. Chuck Schumer has made his career trying to crush the Second Amendment. To say anything else would be, delusional.
A lie. The nice way to put it.
And, well, as you know, I'm always diplomatic on your radio program, because if I was really me on your program, you'd still be selling fries at McDonald's and I'd be sweeping streets over here.
Either that or we'd have a wildly popular podcast.
Oh, yeah. That's true. But Schumer won't answer those questions. The first question about, you know, what crimes have been committed by your gun laws, he would dance around that. Well, you know, we don't get into specifics here and blah, 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 because that's the way Chuck Schumer operates, and he's good at it. Let's not lie to ourselves. This guy has had a career on Capitol Hill that's been decades in the making, and he's really good at what he does, which is nothing in terms of saving lives and preventing crimes. The second question, what is your end game? I answered that. The end game for these guys is they want to turn the right to keep and bear arms into a government-regulated privilege. Now, you read my piece in Ammo Land yesterday and also at Liberty Park Press that contained the entire text of a statement, a joint statement issued yesterday by the Second Amendment Foundation and the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms.
I read it on air in its entirety.
Okay, so your listeners know what is in that statement, and really it's a throwdown, a challenge to Chuck Schumer and, more importantly, Joe Biden, to bring the gun industry and gun owners. I'm not talking about your lapdog. Well, I own a shotgun at home, but, I'm a gun owner, but I don't know what kind of gun it is. I'm talking about honest-to-God, genuine gun owners like you, for example. Gun owners like Tom Gresham, maybe gun owners like me, to the table. We can work out some solutions to this. We can offer some recommendations, but those are recommendations they don't want to hear, and those are solutions they don't want to arrive at because it goes against everything that they believe in, everything that they have advocated for decades, and they don't want to admit that they've been wrong all of these years. Instead, well, the law just didn't go far enough, so we're going to pass another law and make it stronger. I mean, as I always quote Jay Leno, how stupid is that?
Let's dissect what you just said. Listeners, I'm going to offer my thoughts on what I just heard from Dave. There's a reason they won't put me at the table or you at the table or Mr. Gottlieb at the table, for example, because they're working off of a quote unquote a political agenda. And they're dishonest about that agenda.
Yep.
And if they have to have an honest conversation, they would have to be honest about what their agenda is. And they can't do that because they know it wouldn't fly with the American public. So the fact that everything they talk about and discussed, and they're very good at it, as you said, is based on a lie, it's impossible for them to sit down and have a conversation with us. Let me give you an example. Senator Schumer. Yes, Mark Walters from Armed American Radio and Armed American News. Go ahead. Wouldn't you love to hear that said? That'll never happen.
Mm-hmm.
But
no.
I would love to hear that. Senator, you're surrounded here. I see you're surrounded here by Capitol Police. Are our children not worthy of armed security, sir?
Yeah.
And that's what you're going to get is crickets.
It's exactly, you just hit the bullseye. These people live in a fairy tale land. They are protected day and night by armed security. If we can spend the money to protect Capitol buildings, we can also spend the money to protect public school buildings. And those are better resources, I think, than half the people on Capitol Hill. I would give 10 politicians for one 10-year-old child to be happy and to live a full life. And, you know, that may sound crass, it may sound terrible, but trust me on this, there's nothing more important or nothing better to look at than a smile on a child's face who's never been scared. A smile instead of a leechy grin like you see on some of these Capitol Hill politicos who, you know, their goal in life is to disarm America and turn us some kind of a dictatorship, maybe, because the idea of serving in a constitutional republic seems to drive them off the wall.
What they're looking for is a totalitarian globalist United States where we don't own anything, everybody's fat and happy, because the government sees to it that we have what they deem necessary to live our lives and just shut up and be happy. I'm talking with Dave Workman out at the beautiful offices of the Second Amendment Foundation and the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms, of which I'm a proud board member of, by the way. We will be back with Dave right after this. Lots to
the
cover.
Nine most terrifying words in the English language are, "I'm from the government and I'm here to help."
As host of this program, I am proud, very proud, to welcome Daniel Defense to our airwaves. Founded in 2001 by President and CEO Marty Daniel, Daniel Defense is now the world's leading manufacturer of the finest AR-15 style rifles, AR style pistols, bolt action rifles, and accessories for civilian, law enforcement, and military customers. Daniel Defense is a family owned and privately held firearms manufacturer in Black Creek, Georgia, not far from these AAR studios. 20 years of manufacturing freedom has evolved into one of the most respected and recognizable firearms the world has ever seen. All Daniel Defense products carry a lifetime warranty, and the Daniel Defense name remains unmatched in quality, precision, and world-class customer service. To learn more, visit DanielDefense.com. That's DanielDefense.com. Hey guys, Mark here, and you know, from listening to the program, you know that our partner, GunBroker.com, is celebrating over 20 years in business. But what you might not know is that there are over 6 million registered users. I want you to think about that for a second. 6 million registered users. And it gets better. There are over 1 million, that's 1 million items listed every single day. I know you can't find what you're looking for on your store shelves. You're no different than I am. I can promise you that what you can't find, you will find at GunBroker.com. It's real simple. GunBroker.com. Go there today. Register like I did. It's 100% free.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics. Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convoy Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible, and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org, mark@armedamericanradio.org, and together we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org. Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and get free shipping when you join the coffee club. DefenderCoffee.com. The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show.
Defender Coffee has it going on, and I got to tell you, particularly the last couple of days, I've been up and at this since about 3:30, 4 o'clock each day, putting and getting a lot of media requests, just so you know. Greg, I'm going to be doing an interview tomorrow at 6:15, and then at 12:33, I'm doing a left, right, back and forth. And I hope to God they put Shannon Watts up there.
Yeah, it should be interesting.
Yeah, it's on the Alan Nathan show. He's been named a top 100 talker about three or four times on the talkers list. He's got a pretty good program, so I'm looking forward to it because I really would like the opportunity to put these people in their place.
Interesting
the GunBroker.com,
enough.
Yeah, go ahead.
I was going to say, interesting enough, I've produced for that show.
Oh, for the Alan Nathan show?
Yeah, records across the hall from where I'm sitting now.
Now, I don't know if it's going to be a left, right or not. I have no idea, but it'll be interesting. I hope it is. I hope to God that it is. GunBroker.com studios, Crossbreed Mike, all presented by X Insurance. Make sure to check out all of our partners at ArmedAmericanRadio.com and ArmedAmericanNews.com. Dave Workman in Washington State. Welcome back, my friend.
Well, I'm here, and you and me are not going anywhere. So, I think you know we got off of the weeds a little bit, but to bring this back, I think is really productive. We had a horrible thing happen Tuesday in Uvalde, Texas, and I can't begin to wonder how those parents felt knowing that their children were being murdered inside that school. I don't ever want to know what it's like to lose a child. And I've got two sons, love them both. They're both grown now. But when they were little kids, I worried about them going to school. Oh, yeah. Every day, and I know you worry about your kids. And just let's think about this for a second. If in the outside chance, because they really are rare, if in the outside chance you had a child who was in a school where an attack took place, wouldn't you want to be there? Wouldn't you want to know immediately if your child is safe? And you wouldn't want, the last thing you'd want is some dipstick from some TV station poking a camera in your face. Yeah. How do you feel? Well, you know, how does my knuckle feel? It's one of the, I think I've seen some really good people doing good interviews down there, and I've witnessed a couple of things that made my skin crawl. But, you know, be that as it may, the reporting on this has been all the way from pretty good to really horrible, and that's understandable. At first, when these things happen, nobody ever gets the story straight. Nobody right. does. Then, as things advance, then you find out more. That's why I think it was important for the Citizens Committee and for the Second Amendment Foundation to withhold comment for 24 hours until we could find out really what was going on. Everybody else was rushing to be first with the most, and that's how you get the most wrong stuff out there in front of the public. The public has a right to know this stuff. Let's be honest. We live in the freest country in the world, and the public does have a right to know what's going on, especially with a story like this. So, you know, I'm going to reach out to my colleagues in the media. Just get it right, would you? And get the bias out of it. Get it right.
That's the key. That's what I was going to say. The public has a right to know the truth. Let me give you an example of not getting the truth. My son and I were listening to Fox News in the car the other day as we were going to swap vehicles out. And he said, turn this off. I can't take this anymore. This guy doesn't know what he's talking about. What he was referring to was a conversation on one of the Fox shows during the day about the grandmother. And he was making comments like, well, it's likely, you know, I think we're going to find it's likely that the grandmother may have lost contact with him, or it's likely that, you know, they were estranged. And I'm sitting here thinking, you don't have a clue what you're talking about. How dare you discuss the relationship between this kid and his grandmother when she's laying there shot in the face and can't answer questions, and you're filling time with a bunch of gibberish, speculative bunk. And meanwhile, it's all words out to kill time. And people take away from that. You know, somebody hears that and makes a comment to somebody. Well, I just heard on the news that this guy had a terrible relationship with his grandma. No, that's not what you heard. What you heard was some idiot killing time on the news that had no clue what he was talking about. And that's the problem with 24/7 cycle news. That's the problem with instant information. As we did on this program, Greg and I were just talking about it yesterday. The information was breaking while we were on the air. And we did the prudent, responsible thing and said, we can't tell you anything about this yet because we don't know. We will withhold until we know tomorrow. We will likely find out more today. I mean, you know, the news is out there giving all these different body counts. Meanwhile, I see a headline, Dave. I want to run this by you. And it was... I don't even know where it was. Here's the headline that came across. Police wouldn't go in. Parents were begging them, screaming at them. Police detained parents. Now, I watched the video, and there were parents screaming to find out what was happening. Police officers were holding them back. But you've got to put this in context. When you look at the video, you see police tape everywhere. Those cops that wouldn't let them in were likely securing a perimeter because of what had already happened inside. There was no shooting going on at that time. If the parents are already there, the event is over. So you've got to put this stuff in context. And misleading headlines like that do nobody any favors, correct?
Yeah, I think there needs to be a caveat, though it is now emerging that it may have taken anywhere from 40 minutes to an hour for the attack team to go in. In the meantime, a lot of those parents did show up.
You're true. And so the point that I'm making is just being proven. We don't know this yet.
Yeah, we don't know this yet. Yeah, but it's emerging. Now, when you do a story, any story, you got to be damn careful what you say in the headline, because unfortunately, we live in an era where if the reader gets to the second paragraph, you're probably lucky. So you got to give them everything right up front, and a headline cannot be deceptive. Unfortunately, we also live in a day and age where sensationalism is really what sells, and all the networks know this. They got to be get out there with the most sensation, and if it bleeds, it leads. I don't really like being critical of my colleagues of them, and I consider them colleagues. They don't consider me a colleague, but I consider them. I don't like to be critical of them unless they got it coming, and this time they got it coming.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. I really do. The reporting on these things is atrocious. It's awful, and it's sad because there are people that live in the area that are getting information from the same sources, and that's terrible. They simply don't know what's happening, and I just wish we'd see more restraint from quote-unquote mainstream press. It's just journalists in general. Everybody wants to try to scoop everybody else, and we just simply don't know.
And that's where they get it wrong. That's when the mistakes are made, when you're trying to scoop somebody else. You know, I did that a few times, and you know, I got burned once or twice because I got things wrong. And that's embarrassing. I didn't like it, but I learned from it. And, you know, one of the things that you do learn is to make darn sure that when you're talking to somebody who's supposed to be an authority, they know what they're talking about. And if they tell you, well, I can't give you any information like this, you don't run down to some guy standing on the corner who may just be a neighbor or a passerby or some homeless guy. Hey, what happened here? You know, that's just not the way you do things. And I think in the days ahead, we're going to sort a lot of stuff out that nobody knows right now.
Yeah, I here's what I'd like to see in today's day and age. Forget being the first to scoop somebody. How about being the first one to get it right? I'd rather be the first one to get it right than be the first one who thinks they've got the headline and is wrong. We continue with Dave Workman. Don't go away. As host of this program, I am proud, very proud, to welcome Daniel Defense to our airwaves. Founded in 2001 by President and CEO Marty Daniel, Daniel Defense is now the world's leading manufacturer of the finest AR-15 style rifles, AR style pistols, bolt action rifles, and accessories for civilian, law enforcement, and military customers. Daniel Defense is a family owned and privately held firearms manufacturer in Black Creek, Georgia, not far from these AAR studios. 20 years of manufacturing freedom has evolved into one of the most respected and recognizable firearms the world has ever seen. All Daniel Defense products carry a lifetime warranty, and the Daniel Defense name remains unmatched in quality, precision, and world-class customer service. To learn more, visit DanielDefense.com. That's DanielDefense.com.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Hey guys, it's Mark, and you know, from listening to the program, you're very well aware that our partner, GunBroker.com, is celebrating over 20 years in business, but what you didn't know is there are now over 6 million registered users. 6 million registered users, think about that for a second. And it gets better, because those 6 million registered users can view over 1 million items listed every single day. 1 million items every single day. I promise that what you can't find on your store shelves, you can find at GunBroker.com, and you will. It's real simple to register. Visit GunBroker.com today to get started. 100% free, always will be. I promised you a new year in 2020 on Armed American Radio. Now you get to say hello to Bursa. Born in Argentina and raised by shooters all over the world, Bursa is amazingly accurate, predictable, and reliable. Also, more safety features than you can imagine, with added value in every single trigger pull. It's a gun you'll definitely want to own. Home defense, concealed carry, competition, target shooting, first-time buyer, seasoned gun owner. Whether you want something for your purse or service and security, say hello to Bursa. Bursa.com. B-E-R-S-A.com.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by 7 combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
Gun owners across the country have become targets of frivolous lawsuits. At X Insurance, we provide custom firearm liability insurance to eliminate your exposure and to protect you from unscrupulous lawyers. And if lawsuits arise, we aggressively fight them. We're the best at what we do, and we've been doing it for more than 40 years. We offer same-day quotes and solutions, so call us today or have your agent call us, and let's get that target off your back. For more information, visit xinsurance.com.
This segment of Armed American Radio's Daily Defense is being brought to you by Daniel Defense. Visit DanielDefense.com. Now, back to the show.
Make sure to get on that email list from Daniel Defense, DanielDefense.com. You won't get bombarded, but you'll get some great product information, DanielDefense.com. Cool email, or mail, not email, but mail address, by the way. 100 Warfighter Way, Black Creek, Georgia. Daniel Defense, made right here in America by Americans. Dave Workman out here in Washington State. Welcome back to the GunBroker.com studios, my friend on the Crossbreed Mike, soon to be in the next hour, the Fort Worth Armory Mike, and you've agreed to stick around with us. We have a lot to cover with you. As you can tell, the hour flew right by. So will the next
one. Always does when you and I are on the airwaves together.
Right? It always does. And I really appreciate you sticking with me.
It's okay.
There's a lot of misinformation out there right now. Of course, we've been talking about the media and the lies and the speculation and what people just think they know and what they don't know. You know, D.C. has the most restrictive gun laws in the country as far as the city is concerned. Washington, D.C. has a murder rate of 21.8 per 100,000, which, by the way, is more than 20 times that of most European countries, European countries. So when you look at numbers like that and you hear people, idiots like Whoopi Goldberg and others, blame Republicans for this, like Chuck Schumer and the rest of the Democrats, that's what they're all doing in hate-filled social media circles over the last 2 days. We would be remiss if we didn't remind you, and we do remind you on this program every day, that all of these cities with the highest murder rates in the country are all controlled by Democrats and have been for decades. They own the policies that allow this carnage to happen. We've talked about Chicago ad nauseum, and we could go to any other Democrat-run city. And when you hear that lone Democrat out there say that the highest murder rates are in red states, what they fail to tell you is, if what they said is true about a particular state, let's take Louisiana, for example, if you remove the city of New Orleans, which is Democrat-controlled, from the equation, you have murder rates that are almost insignificant mathematically. You would do the same thing in the state of Georgia if you got rid of Atlanta, which is Democrat-controlled. And I could go on and on and on, Dave. And it's this misinformation out there that gins up the non-thinking portion of our society that goes out in social media and makes asses of themselves and just propagates more misinformation. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Well, you're not wrong, but I tell you what, let's cut to the chase. When you want to talk about somebody making an ass of himself, our old friend Beto O'Rourke.
Oh, wasn't that something?
And frankly, the first I saw that was this morning at about 4:30 this morning. I was watching the early CBS news, and then there was something, I think, on NBC. And I've watched a couple of different cover. Well, hey, listen, it goes with the territory. A couple of the story about this, and I can't remember which network did it, they were actually weighing in as though Beto O'Rourke was some kind of a hero for challenging Greg Abbott on the gun issue when the mayor of Uvalde got up and said, "You're a sick son of a blah, blah, blah." And, you know, here's the mayor of the town in which O'Rourke showed up to make the story about him and try to gin up his really failing gubernatorial campaign. He was looking for some airtime. Let's be honest. This bonehead was down there for no other purpose, none,
right,
except to get some airtime and to remind people in Texas, hey, I'm running for governor, and gee whiz, I'm the alternative to Greg Abbott. And I'm kind of glad he did that because now everybody knows who to vote for, and it ain't going to be Beto. It was just the most crass thing I've ever seen. Well, ever seen
one of.
Since. Yeah, one of the most crass things.
One of the most crass things. You know, we've seen this reaction now, and it's it plays out, and it is but let me just say this from in the essence of time. I had a conversation with our good friend Alan Gottlieb a couple nights ago.
Yeah.
Talking about this as the story was breaking in the evening, and as the count was rising, and most Americans, all Americans, were sick to their stomachs as we were watching this unfold. And I sensed a shift. And I was doing the same thing you were. I was a glutton for punishment because I have to. I was flipping between the MSDNC LSDs and the CNN LOLs and all this stuff. But I was getting the sense, even on some of the lefty networks, that people, that this is not about gun control because we all know the answers. Clearly it failed. You had left-wing Vox telling us how bad the gun control failed in New York, that nothing in the SAFE Act stopped the Buffalo shooting.
Yeah.
Coming from Vox. So they're on to this. The point that I'm making is Americans know that something else has to be done. They're upset that these people can walk into a school unhindered, that they're not stopped, that there is no challenge. And by the time somebody gets there, even if it's 66 seconds later, the damage is done. Now, to throw a second monkey wrench into this, some of the hatred I've seen, and we will talk about this in the next hour with Dave, is from those that are wanting to ban the AR-15 as the weapon of choice. I remind those people that Chuang-Wei Cho walked into Virginia Tech with a Glock 19 and a Walther P-22 and murdered 32 people in less than 10 minutes with handguns. That Virginia Beach, which Chuck Schumer also mentioned on the floor of the Senate, was committed by a psychopath with a handgun. And I could go on and on and on. In the vast majority of murders in Democrat-controlled cities, Dave, that are skyrocketing the violent crime rates across this country are committed with handguns. And this is lost on people because it makes for media sex is what it does. Go ahead.
Well, you know, for people like Chuck Schumer and even Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot, who couldn't resist making a statement about Uvalde, these people really should just keep their traps shut, because to preach about violence in another state when they represent communities states where the murder rate is double or triple that of any small town in the country. And Chicago, the number of murders in Chicago exceeds the number of murders in most states in any
including year. Uvalde, you can make the case absolutely 100% positive. There's a Uvalde mass killing in Chicago every 6 days.
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay, yeah, and you're right. The gall that it takes is remarkable. Go ahead. We've only got a couple seconds, and we'll flip.
Well, okay, and frankly, once again, it's Democrats who are doing this, and you know, you and I both know we've got some good Democrats out there, but we've got some really stinkers out there too, who just they exploit stuff like this, and I guess that's what drives me just nuts sometimes because it's shameful.
Well, it's like Biden at his press conference turned to attacking the gun lobby. We're going to talk with Dave about that. We've got Mr. Workman for another hour. The segments fly by, as you can tell. Dave Workman is going to stay with us. A lot to cover with him. I've got probably well over 120 headlines I could pick from. And during this break, I'll start looking into some of them. But one of them is going to be a Washington Post piece and also some comments from Elon Musk. We'll tell you what he has to say. Not that he makes policy. He doesn't. But he's been in the news lately. And I want you to hear what Elon Musk had to say about this. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense in the GunBroker.com studios will continue in just a few moments, 6 minutes after the hour, actually. So until then, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. See ya in just a few moments.
Prescription for Freedom with Mark Walters, presented by X Insurance.
X Insurance
on the Armed American Radio Network.
I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm excited to announce my new product, My Slippers. They took me over 2 years to develop because I didn't want just an ordinary slipper. My slippers are meant to be worn all day long, no matter what you're doing, whether you're inside or outside. My slippers come with an exclusive 3-tier cushioning system that you won't find in any other slipper. It combines 2 layers of foam, including my proprietary My Pillow Foam, and a patented impact shell made from U.S. soybeans. My 3-tier cushioning system is going to help relieve pressure points, provide that micro support you need for all-day comfort, and help prevent fatigue. Not only that, my slippers are made with high-quality leather and a premium indoor-outdoor sole that make them extremely durable. I personally guarantee they're going to be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own.
Hey, it's Mark, and you know Mike supports the right to keep and bear arms, and we support Mike. Please visit MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Specials box and use promo code AAR for all of Mike's great discounts. Or call 800-978-9358, and remember, use promo code AAR.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.